Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says the government can't guarantee that the 4.7% wage increase offer it made to public servants last month will increase further. That's because inflation has slowed to 2.8% in October. When we made the offer, Godongwana told Parliament in Cape Town, CPI was at 4.5%, but it has since dropped, therefore we cannot guarantee the final offer will be higher. That 4.7% offer, as you know, has already been rejected by the Public Servants Association. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau is to appeal an order by the Competition Tribunal blocking Vodacom's 13.2 billion rand deal to acquire a stake in Remgro's fibre business, Maziv. It's ironic because Tau's ministry oversees the competition regulators in this country. He wants the decision to block the deal overturned and for the merger to proceed. Bloomberg reports that a large number of parties have been called to respond to the appeal, including Vodacom's biggest rival, MTN. As part of the deal, the plan would invest in fibre rollout in low-income areas, spending 10 billion rand and providing 10,000 jobs. MTN says it will support the appeal as consolidation is needed to support accelerated investment in digital infrastructure and services. South Africa will allow the importation of genetically engineered maize from the United States after a midsummer drought hit production. The Department of Agriculture has told stakeholders that it has resolved all GE maize events that caused asynchrony with the U.S. and will allow the issuance of permits. And we have that information, by the way, from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's thought we're likely to import about 800,000 tons of maize in the marketing year that runs from May 2024 to April 2025. This year has seen the smallest maize crop in 5 years. The JSE last evening closed with both the All Share and Top 40 up just under 0.4%, London's FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, the Dow down 0.3%, the S&P 500 down 0.4%, the Nasdaq down 0.6%. Tokyo this morning up 0.4%, Hong Kong down 1.2%, Sydney up 0.7%. The US dollar at 105 to the euro this morning, the rand at 18.22 to the dollar, 19.23 to the euro, 23.08 to sterling. Gold at 2,627, platinum 929, Bitcoin just over 95,600, Brent crude oil just under $73 a barrel. And finally, perhaps most worryingly, the price of coffee has gone to its highest level since 1977. A pound of Arabica beans in New York will now cost you 320.1 US cents. And all of this because of a drought in Brazil, as well as disruption to shipping in the Red Sea.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.